in orbit.
Had to give you one of the classics. This is Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford, and that was, of course, This Is Halloween from the Nightmare Before Christmas soundtrack. And hope you're doing well. It's been a fine weekend. We're two games into the World Series. What will tomorrow bring? Well, overall, I'm going to say Arizona in seven. Arizona in seven. You can take that one to the bank. And it is the final show before Halloween, so let's focus on one of the musical heroes of Halloween. And I speak, of course, of the Ramones. Big fans of horror movies, and I'll be playing a couple of their horror-inspired tracks, and starting off with the song they wrote for Pet Sematary, the Stephen King movie. And the movie is great, the song is great, the sequel is not great, and there is a song that they wrote for the sequel, which I listened to and considered including in this run of songs, but it was also not very good. But let's have one of our seasonal delights with the Ramones.
Under the arch double with a steamboat, ancient goblins and warlords come at the grand light making a sound. The smell of death is all night when the cold wind blows, no one cares, nobody knows. in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Fall addicted to the sacred place. This ain't a dream, I can't escape. Molders and fangs, the clicking of bones. Spirits moaning among the tombstones. And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries something ain't right. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I feel a chill. Victory is green and flesh is riding away. Skeleton dance, I curse these days. And at night when the wolves cry out, listen close and you can hear me shout. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Oh no. Oh no. I don't want to live my life again.
We'll be right back.
Howling at the Moon, Sha-la-la by the Ramones. That was four from the Ramones. And before that, we had Pinhead by the Ramones. Of course, a reference to the notorious horror film of the early 30s of the same name. Chainsaw, a reference to Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And those came from the second and first Ramones albums, respectively. And at the start, Pet Sematary from Brain Drain. And that was for the film, well, Pet Sematary, Stephen King, longtime fan of the Ramones, who were fans of Stephen King and the horror genre in general and always worked its elements into their songs one way or another. And up next, I'm going to play you an anti-war song by Primus off of their first album, but I'm going to kick things off with a number, well, we could call it a fair bit of warning from Mr. Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
Put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up?
Thank you. have so much, to you who have so little, to you who don't have anything at all. We who have so much, more than any one man does need, and you who don't have anything at all. Does anybody need another $1 million movie? Does anybody need another $1 million star? Does anybody need to be told over and over, spitting in the wind comes back at you twice as hard? Star man, go and say to the devil, star man. To the devil, star man, star man, star man, star man. Yes. Does anyone really need a $1 billion rocket? Does anyone need a $60,000 car? Does anyone need another president? Or the sins of Swaggart Parks 6, 7, 8, 9? Does anyone need yet another politician caught with his pants down and money sticking in his hole? Does anyone need another racist preacher spitting in the wind and only do you harm? Woo! Star man, gone straight to the devil. Star man, going straight to hell. Star man, gone straight to the devil. Star man.
Don't forget that here we are in London town in 1991. Yeah, and you can look at locks up real easy, boy and girl. You get shafted without a recourse on the benchmark stain of the European bloodline. And those people in tribes crying all that time, working in a soul mine. And they said, here's a ticket to the killing floor. Don't ask for any more. They said, flash, straight to hell, boy. Ram it up in a London punk rock today. Oh, go ahead to the acid house, the power's house, the techno house, the bossy bitch. Forget about justice, kiss your justice off. Same justice, your postcard box. You are busted, baby. That's a fact, Jack. Go and do it, Samuel. Now take me home. Because I heard a message on the international Robert Maxwell phone. And he said, everybody, they wanna know.
That was Joe Strummer with The Pogues, Straight to Hell, live in London in 1991. Before that, we had Lou Reed with Strawman. 1989 was the year, and that was a comeback for him. Primus, Too Many Puppies, from their debut album Frizzle Fry, and that was an anti-war song about the first Gulf War that Les Claypool had been working on before Primus got together. And at the start, I Put a Spell on You by Screamin' Jay Hawkins. And as we listen to this selection from the Nosferatu soundtrack, the Werner Herzog version, let's have ourselves a legally mandated PSA. The Autumn Outdoor Exercise PSA, because it finally feels like autumn. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Just watch out for those wet leaves. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors. Breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. And now let's talk about the scene report, all the cultural goings on in this our little corner of paradise that we call Massachusetts. So Halloween is Tuesday, and you have two options before you. Option one, Scalloween 2 at the Rockwell with the New Limits as Pie Tasters, Sorry Ma as The Clash, Pink Slip as No Doubt, and Battle Mode as Gorillaz. 7 p.m., 21 plus, $15, and you'll see me there. Also on the 31st at Midway Cafe, we're going to have Your Friends in Hell, Coffin Salesman, Minus World, and Thou Merciless Graves. Doors at 7:30, show at 8. It's also a 21 plus show, $10 at the door, and there'll be games and prizes. Let's see, what else? This scene report is a little all over the place, but I'm just going to say there are two events coming up which I think are very important to attend. So important that I'm going to turn down this music. There we go. On Wednesday, November 1st, Dia de los Muertos, at the Boston Liberation Center in Roxbury, there will be Poets for Palestine with... It'll be a fundraiser for the Palestine Children's Relief Fund and for transport to Washington, D.C. for a rally for Palestine on the 4th of November. Also on the 4th of November at the Democracy Center, there will be a benefit for Middle East Children's Alliance, which is emergency medical aid for Palestinian families trapped in Gaza. And the bands on the bill are Really Great. That's not a descriptor. That's the name of the band. Really Great. Cats on Film, Tiny Deserts, and Otto Klammer. Doors are at 7. $10. This is a cash-only show, kids, so find an ATM or pay what you can. It's an all-ages show, and no drugs or alcohol will be permitted, and masks are a must. So, two very important shows I would consider a personal favor if you were to attend. And finally, as we bring up the spooky music one more time, on the 10th of November, we will have Tiffy at Deep Cuts in Medford. It's a Tiffy album release show, don't you know? Tiffy will be there along with Lady Pills, Miss Bones, and a DJ set by Battle Mode. Remember them? I mentioned them previously. 7 p.m., 18 plus, $10 in advance, $15 at the door. And the album in question is called So Serious, and it's part of a tour they're doing through Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, and New York City in a little borough that you may have heard of called Brooklyn. And as I said, Your Friends in Hell will be playing a Halloween show at the Midway Cafe with a great lineup. And if you can't make it to Scalloween, go there. If you could be there in two places at once, please reveal your technology to me and we'll do it together. But it's being put on by Your Friends in Hell, and I'm going to play a single of theirs, which came out this year, and it's a song that I really enjoy, and I hope you will too. And I will see you on the other side of this very interesting block of music.
Whether underneath the ground or high up in the sky, or spooky spirits floating by, whether it's a single instant or forever, I don't mind. As long as you are by my side, like holding hands in the dark in the movie theater shine. I guess that would be just fine. Just while there's something left to reflect back on all our time. At the end of the line, I hope that something takes a hold of me. Till it's all gone. A rising feeling as I sink into the dark. Oh, we say that we laughed, we remember why we cried. Oh, we say that we set free all the things we held inside. Well, I hope that we can say when the final day arrives, we were happy when we were alive. Da-da-die, die, die. 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 I know there's no greater truth, well, not as far as I can see. A modernist fantasy. But it's hard not to think that there's one thing that we all need. An esoteric currency. Cause all we have is time, and time is all you need. And food and stuff that I concede. It's experience that matters, at least that's what I believe. It's what you do before you leave. And you know that'll rage against the dying light. And you know that I'll put up one hell of a fight. But when it's time that I fade away into the night, I hope that I'll answer these questions right. We say that we laughed, we'll remember why we cried. But we say that we set free all the things we held inside. Well, I hope that we can say when the final day arrives, we were happy when we were alive. Da-da-die, die, die. 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 Da-da-die, die, die.
through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Hear him howling around El Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Brian De Palma again. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. And he's looking for James Taylor. Rahoo, werewolves of London. Rahoo, yeah. Rahoo, werewolves of London. I saw werewolves try to buy a used car in Del Mar. It was a bloody red coupe d'Avelle. He said he wasn't driving it to Mexico. Going down to Tijuana, gonna kill somebody in a film or something. I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, and they were doing the werewolves of London. I saw Jackson Browne walking slow down the avenue. You know it's hard as breakfast. And I saw werewolves drinking a Perrier and Trader Vic.
Fall out, your brains come tumbling down your snout. Be merry, my friends, be merry.
And that's Andrew Rankin, drummer for the Pogues, taking the lead vocal there on Worms from, that's a closer track to If I Should Fall From Grace With God, their third album. And before that was Warren Zevon with a live version of Werewolves of London from the album Stand in the Fire. Broken Bells, The Ghost Inside, and at the start we had Your Friends in Hell When We Were Alive. You can see Your Friends in Hell do their thing at the Midway on Halloween, and that'll be at 7 p.m. is when the doors open, and he was 7:30 is when the doors open. He was kind of correct. Show at 8, and before we get to the end of this sibling installment of Great Songs But Nothing Good, just going to do a partial recap of the scene report, remind you about two, the Halloween shows are very important, but the very, very important stuff, the stuff that matters to, like, that ties us all together. On Wednesday, November 1st, at the Boston Liberation Center in Roxbury, there will be Poets for Palestine. It will be a fundraiser for the Palestinian Children's Relief Fund and transport to D.C. for the big protest on the 4th of November. Also on the 4th of November at the Democracy Center, there will be a benefit for the Middle East Children's Alliance with emergency medical aid for Palestinian families in Gaza, in the besieged Gaza Strip. And the bands on the venue for the, bands on the bill for that are Really Great, Cats on Film, Tiny Deserts, and Otto Klammer. Doors at 7, $10 cash only, or pay what you can. Every little bit helps. It's an all-ages show, no drugs, no alcohol, and you must mask up. And that'll do it for us here on this edition of Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. Take care, and tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different. Ta.